So what if you're hired by someone who needs to become the successor because the guardian died? The ward no longer lives in that county where the guardianship was established. Should you get the successor appointed before you transfer, after you transfer? Well, since any interested person can go ahead and file to transfer a guardianship, they're an interested person to be able to come on and be the successor. You have that option now or later. It's fact specific, but I prefer to clean things up before you send things to another county. I don't really believe we should pass the trash. So some judges might come on and appoint an attorney to be the guardian of a whole bunch of people and come to find out of the majority of those people, they're all dead except for one or two. So that's a very bad back door. And it's not a nice thing to do to an attorney to come on and volunteer for people who they're dead. When you can find these things out before you go to that extent. So we know that this proposed guardian, successor guardian, can file now or later. But you're thinking, well, okay, what do I file? What is procedurally necessary to go from that old court to a new court? Well, here's the first question most attorneys want to know. They want to know, how am I going to get paid? What about the cost? What about me? So let's spend a couple of minutes on this. If you're in a county lucky enough to have county funds to pay for ad litem work, then there you are. You can be appointed as an ad litem. But we only have 10 statutory probate judge counties. The rest are all on the slope of slim to none on funds. The attorneys in this area that come on as ad litems, they are truly performing a community service. So if you have the county funds, you're at a good point. Great. If not, what if the judge orders the guardian to transfer when they sign off on the annual report and the guardian calls you and, oh, I can't afford it. And it's so expensive. Well, all hope is not lost. First question, does the protected person have applied income? Now, we spent the entire morning on Medicaid. So hopefully you draw the short straw where you have the ability to use the code section 1155.202A3Y. That's a way to use that applied income through Medicaid in order to pay for what they're calling other administrative costs related to the guardianship, not to exceed $1,000 in any 3-year period. Well, use that. So as the applied income comes in for this person, wherever they are, the order can go through Medicaid. They drop the amount down. They might be able to pay you all in 1 month or 3 months or 4 months, whatever it takes to pay for those attorney fees. I think it's real important that you look to see if there was ever an affidavit of inability to file. It used to be that it was the ward's estate that people were looking at for an affidavit of inability. And then a while back, it changed to the applicant. Well, you know, over time, things change for a lot of people. Their health expenses, their age. Now they may not be able to have the liquidity that they had way back when they started a guardianship. Look there, see if you need a new affidavit of inability to pay for that applicant. See if this case fits for legal aid or for a nonprofit program assistance. maybe you can call up Legal Aid and say, hey, I'm willing to do this. Put me through your program. I would love to make $25 an hour and see if Legal Aid can use you to do this transfer moment. It's always nice to have a full paying client. And just like Mr. Henry said, depending on whether you're going to get that client reimbursed or whether it's strictly coming out of their pocket, you really should do a per item date, time, and what you did description. And if you're going to try to get your fees reimbursed to the attorney, your attorney fees reimbursed to the guardian. All right. So now you have the resources to compensate yourself for this work. It is now important for you to do what I'm calling a granular review of the filed pleadings. Now, remember, the index in a case is public record. From that index, you can order copies. And if you have not made nice with a clerk wherever you live, shame on you, because they are very powerful and knowledgeable people. They know what you need to do to move through that index and how to get things from them. They cannot practice law. Don't ask them to do that. Although some think they can, they cannot.